welcome to a Dope Talk podcast. This season is hosted by Jazzy Mo and Chaos the Rapper, the host of Yo LGBT Raps, the only LGBT music video countdown. This podcast takes you along our journey as we meet and greet the dopest in black LGBT hip-hop, the artists, the influencers, the culture keepers. The next 10 episodes features cats we interviewed over the course of 2020 in this weird-ass pandemic. I'm Chaos the Rapper, and this is a Dope Talk podcast for that ass, yay! It's talking this shit. What's up, y'all?
Nah, what's good? How you doing?
Shit, I'm feeling good, man. And see, you know, the black in me was like, let's be on time. So I came, I got ready. I done put some grease in my hair and shit. I'm ready for the Getty. Who's bleach? I just mixed y'all together. Self-medication away. Yay! Yo, who's Blaze?
Oh, I'm Blaze.
I'm like, that's fine if y'all don't want to tell me and shit.
No, I was, yeah, she's Meech, I'm Blaze.
Meech right here with a black hat and a t-shirt.
Meech got it on the hat.
Yeah.
When you talk, your lips move and vice versa. No. All right, y'all playing games. Anywho, so where are y'all right now? Like, what city, what states are y'all in right now?
Right now, I'm in Orlando, basically. I'm in Florida, yeah, Orlando. Yeah.
I'm in New York, in Brooklyn.
Okay. Y'all like the y'all in the living in the mix of my life. Like, I spent a lot of time in Miami, and I spent a lot of time. Well, I was born in Jersey, so I'm like right in the middle of the two. Two different.
I'm from Miami originally. I just moved up here.
That's right.
With my partner. Yeah.
You 305 all day.
Yeah. All day.
That. Yeah.
We're doing all right. It's Friday.
Yeah,
I'm good. Friday, that's what it do. Wait a flipping minute. Okay, I told myself, I was like, I'm not even going to start a conversation with y'all until I pick this fucking bone. Are you ready for the bone that I'm picking with y'all?
Let's go.
There is absolutely, positively, absolutely no way that y'all started a conversation on a podcast about fucking cicadas and just end it. No, we gotta get to the bottom of this shit. So here goes a clip of the podcast where I found out that they were strange because I don't feel like there was enough immediate reaction to this whole cicada situation. Like, they were low-key,
you know,
okay with it.
Ruined the paint on your car and all that stuff. So that's what it sounds like to me. Love, oh, like when we were here, they were like swarming. Nobody believed me. They were like, oh, love bugs aren't that bad.
But wait, did you peep the fact that she just low-key switched it from talking about these goddamn cicadas, and now we talking about love bugs who apparently attach themselves at the butt and fly around and torture people's face?
17 years ago, because it's every 17 years they come out, I was in Maryland, and I experienced that shit. And like, we would walk outside and turn around and go back inside. It's disgusting. And then they pee a lot, apparently. So they're recommending that you wear hats if you're going to be like walking around where there are going to be a lot of trees.
I'm sorry, because you said
like it's cicada pee on you.
Oh, pee. Because I was like, they peel? Like, you're just going to shed? No. Like, shed? Oh, you know, pee. Okay, that's different.
Hi, guys. That's gross, too, just to let you know.
That's definitely different.
They die after they mate. They die. So people are like using them to cook, like, chocolate and make burgers and stuff like that.
You know, while it's nice to have my strong friends and all, I'm happy that you guys are out there and okay with the fact that there's cicadas that live on Earth with us. I'm not one of them, so super uber terrific like that.
Damn. Raisins.
The fuck, bro? So yeah, that was my bone to pick with y'all, because I don't see how a subject like that doesn't get like an episode 2, because that's real scary and real crazy. Tell me, what do y'all like to do besides podcasts? Like, what is something that y'all do? Maybe even together, because I'm like all involved with this like brothership hood kind of thing. Like, I feel like me and Yvonne Scarlett from LGBT Underground would have this similar kind of thing if she didn't live in London and do weird ass shit like call cookies biscuits, because they're just not.
But that would be good. Like, y'all should definitely do that, because that would be something interesting to hear. I like to hear how especially black people of other like places that are gay, that are just like me, but how they are over there. You know what I'm saying? That's why I like to travel, because I like to go experience that. Like, I like to go to their clubs, and I like to go to other gay places when I'm in
other places. And have them called cookies biscuits.
Yeah, exactly. And hear the accent and all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love that. I promise you. That would be awesome.
That's one of the things about being, I want to say about being LGBT is that, like, I met Yvonne Scarlett, maybe like 15 years ago on Black Planet. Type shit.
What? Oh my god.
Remember Black Planet. I am Smokey Mon LS, just to let y'all know.
Okay.
Okay? Because all of that is official. Yeah, but I met her on there on something like, you know, you rap, I rap, you gay, I'm gay, you in London, I'm here. I'm like, oh shit, this is perfect, this is dope. We did a song together then, we did a song like 10 years later, and then maybe, you know, 10 years here comes again, the pandemic. It's like, for what reason don't we link up and put out artists together? We spent like 20 years just doing whatever, like, let's link it and do some shit for the culture. So here we are. But, you know, so I really appreciate
it. Which I think is dope that y'all do, by the way. Not to cut you off, but I just want to say, I think it's dope that y'all do that, for sure.
Thank you. Thank you. Definitely so. Yeah. But, you know, and we get in it to meet people like y'all, you know what I'm saying? So when I first heard the podcast, I'm like, oh, listen, they can articulate. It's fucked up. It's a fucked up thing to say. But I'm like,
along the line
the game got fucked up. I need people to understand when I say the game fucked up, and I'm not saying this with any type of disrespect to anybody, but they can't confuse me. I'm not the same,
right?
And you definitely feel it when you hear people speak. So I got into podcasting. I'm like, music is cool, this is what I do, but when I want to kick it, like, I want to hear people talk, I want to hear people speak, and I want to hear them speak intelligently about stuff that I can relate to too.
Yeah, exactly.
I needed it.
I think we talk about stuff that's like that affects our lives for real. Like, these aren't the topics that we just like picking out of nowhere. Like, these are things that we actually really talk about.
Yeah,
that's how we even started the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Was when we both lived in South Florida, we would hang out all the time and go do random shit and go places and just chill, vibe. You know what I'm saying? And come up with schemes, try to do shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We ended up moving apart, you know. She went to New York and I moved here to Orlando, and the podcast was just kind of our way of still having those like sofa conversations of like, you know, tossing one back, burning one in the air, and just talking shit about whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's hard. So how do y'all come up with concepts? Or how did y'all get started? Y'all was just having a conversation one day after your moving, was like, we should make this podcast.
Yeah, something like that. I think I was probably telling her something crazy or something.
Yep, I was about to say, definitely Blaze came up with some crazy concept, because she's like the brains, and I'm like Pinky. Like, all right, I'm down. Like, whatever she says, I'm like, yo, let's do it. You know, like, I'm always there to do whatever. It's always been like that, though. She has all the crazy ideas, and I'm like, why not? You know, YOLO.
Right, might as well. Yeah. So, okay, see, I feel weird because, like, I know stuff about y'all that I've been wanting to ask y'all, because when I listen to the podcast, I actually talk back, you see. And so these conversations have already happened in my mind. But listen, who's growing the fucking pineapple? This is the other one.
That's me, Blaze. Yeah, I'm growing the pineapple.
So, okay, listen, this is why. And it just happened. So periodically, I have these brain freezes that fuck my mind up. Like, dude, like, I have to call my mom and understand, because she can't answer the questions that boggle me sometimes. And one day it was just like, yo, where the fuck do pineapples come from? And I got so concerned, because, yo, there's no reason as a fucking, I'm 40 years old. As a 40-year-old adult, I should not have to wonder. That's just and I'm like, a tree? Then I start.
No, it's a little, like, you know, you can cut the top off of the pineapple and put it in the dirt and it'll grow.
Don't blow my mind like this, okay? Because where was you? Where the fuck was you? And then
the 305.
This is the thing, boss. Ask other people. Ask people. Because people do not know that. I promise you.
Are you serious?
I promise you.
I don't think so.
I asked my own mom and she was just like, a tree? That is the common answer. A tree with the fucking question mark. Bro, I promise you. That is the most mind-blowing shit. So when I'm going through your page and I see that, talk about something, my new baby or whatever, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, somebody I know.
Yeah. Growing a pineapple. Three of them, actually. Yeah. There's three of them over there.
You? There's an artist named Samir. She grows kumquats.
Okay. Well, it depends on where you live and what's going to really grow.
That part. Well, maybe so. That's why I don't know nothing about pineapples, because pineapples are damn near as exotic as mangoes in North New Jersey. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We ain't got no pineapples growing nowhere up in the bitch.
You got to have that.
I'm like, growing up in Miami, that Caribbean was like. Climate. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I grew up down here, and it's such a, well, I say down here, I'm like, I always feel like I'm still actually in Miami, no matter where I'm at. But
right.
Growing up in Miami, like, it's such a mixture of cultures. Like, I always looked at it growing up as like New York, but with a beach. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because that was about to be my other thing. Like, New York gives that vibe too, but it's so interesting to think like the differences in New York and Florida, because that's really up north, down south. I don't know why, but sometimes we forget Florida is south. Like, it's Florida. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but little stuff like that, like New York, we ain't thought about nobody's pineapples growing nowhere into nothing. So that's maybe why I have no fucking clue where it is. But don't you think that it's imperative that they teach the kids?
Yes, yeah. I think that's sad that up north you guys don't learn that.
My mom is a school teacher, boss. That hurt my heart.
Oh, man.
My mom teaches the kids, yo. She don't know. Rice was another one, but that's another conversation. Okay, fuck that. Okay. But right, but I appreciate that. So I know there's been like pineapples grown. There's been a pool of made. Who's doing?
No,
this?
I didn't make the pool. I just
this is
I
all just, you over here.
Yeah, man,
yeah, that's I'm, all Blaze.
Yeah, like listen, I'm telling you, I'll be busy, yo. This is not like I'm not trying. Like all my friends and family, they think that I probably am living this glorious life. I'm out here slaving away, okay? And I hate to say that that word, but I'm like. I'm doing all the work myself.
Yeah, real niggas all day. Just me, by myself, on the block, holding it down. Gun in my waist, straight face, all day. Not a game, in jail, by myself. One bed, no pillowcase, one pillow. Didn't nobody write me. It was early, woke up, went back to sleep.
I dug that hole by myself. Like, I had my nephews for a week, but everybody's was under 12 at that point. Imagine that. Four of them. Oh my God. Or three of them.
I told you she was the one with the crazy ideas.
Word.
Because my black ass was not digging no hole. No you pool. Know
what? I think this is what it is. That's extra dope about y'all is the contrast between, yay?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's super contrast. So you live in tech world.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause I live in tech world as well. So tech world is fun, okay. But tech world gives a different type of personality. So what's your fun? So you're not out there planting and gardening.
Nah. I killed the aloe plant. I like to read.
You fell off the table yet?
I'm a bookworm.
Yeah, I pulled this. I'm on my beanbag.
I'm the bookworm of the duo. I read a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. I play around with music, DJing and stuff like that for fun. I do I'm trying to get into animation a little bit, so you know the little animation that we started doing, I'm doing that, trying to draw a little bit. So I'm more like, you know, on that level. I'm not with the manual labor, too tough.
I feel you. I can't either, because that's something for you over there. You know, I don't even know how to dribble a basketball, actually.
What?
Yeah, I haven't, and I've never.
Oh wow.
I've never beat like a Super Mario Brother game either. So.
Oh, I'm a video gamer, fails in too.
In both, I have failed on both of your ends. I'm also a Libra Scorpio, so I'm balancing this all out for myself as well. What's y'all signs?
Sag. That's me, Meech.
And I'm an Aries, me, Blaze.
Huh. There's been a lot of Sages coming up, because I used to be able to say, like, I don't really know any Sagittarius. Not that I know anything about signs, and I ask y'all this, like, I know shit, but it's just like a common question people ask, what's your sign?
That's like the lesbian thing to ask.
Right. Speaking of lesbian things to ask, time to talk about the gays, because they're great. So when did it become the coolest thing to be gay? Because everybody's gay.
I know. Yeah. It's like such a joke now. And I remember when it was so not so. Like, I had to go speak in front of people, like, to teach them to treat gay people with respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, and now everybody's just rainbow flag out on every logo that you see.
It's so crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I had to explain to somebody the other day, like, I'm like rainbow gay, but not rainbow gay. Okay. So back up. Like, back the fuck up. I'm not doing all of this stuff. And it's hard to explain. My brother calls me a bigot. He's like, how do you run your LGBT raps, but gay people get on your nerves? I'm like, they do. It's okay. Gayness aggravates me sometimes. Like, stop. We're people.
That's just the part. Yeah, just being myself. Right, yeah. Sometimes.
Exactly. Sometimes I just want to be people. Especially yeah. like coming up off of some yo LGBT rap shit. I'm like, dude, today I'm just me. Today yeah. I'm me.
I feel like people expect us to perform. You know what I mean? Like, just because I'm a stud, I got to perform. Like, no, I'm just being me. That's what it is.
Speaking of right, perform, you know what? I did have a question yeah. because of I know where both of y'all are at. So, you know how, like, growing up, when you first get into your lesbian life or your study isms and shit, you got that one club you go to, like, that's the main club, like, that is like, I've made it to a gay club. And there's this hood mm-hmm. club in every place that people yes. go to. Now think back, go back to younger though. Don't go to new and current. Think about your maybe like your first gay club experience that you was a repeat customer at.
Unfortunately, it was the same. This has been the same. If probably you
say
two or three
it, I'm a crack up. I know you're gonna say one of them, and I know you should say one as well. I'm ready.
It's definitely gonna be Cloud Nine and James.
Yes, for sure. Okay, I'm like, it can't be any other ones. Like,
yeah, for me too. Even though I was in New York, like my first gay club, hilarious. I think was out there.
And you,
I think the one that really, had me, like how you said, how you're saying was Jay's, probably because I snuck in there when it wasn't like our kind of night. It was like just a night that my homegirl could sneak me in.
Yeah, yeah. So,
yes, I was.
I feel like that's a part of gay lifestyle, though, right? Because like every gay person got that one club. So what happened to like Love a Girl in Escalita, New York?
Oh, me, I didn't really party when I was in New York. Okay. I wasn't out.
That makes sense because
I did all that when I got to
to Miami. And that's would that be a weird place to come out? I don't know. I think I was having this conversation with somebody. It was probably Evie too, having this conversation about like growing up top, New York, New Jersey, where like gay was not far away. That was a haiku. But like, nah, it was, you weren't like the only stud ever. I don't think I've ever had a period in my time in my hometown, in my city. My cities of New York and New Jersey where like it was like a scarce thing. It wasn't until I started going to school and college and all of that till you realize, hey, you know, you might be the only one of you in a room here.
It wasn't like that for me in New York because I didn't grow up in a city. I grew up in Long Island. So I was like probably the only stud. Yeah. That's probably what kept me from coming out because I was like, I don't want to be that person that they pick on all the time. Shit, you know what I mean?
I feel you.
So, but once I started going to Manhattan and shit like that more, I was like, oh, this is where I need to be. But then, you know, I went to college, I moved, and then I ended up in Miami.
Is that what brought you to Miami? College?
No, I went out there to visit my cousin and I liked the vibes. They took me to the gay club and I went back to New York, saved up my money, and moved back like 7 months later.
And that was the end of that.
But you know what's funny? You know what's funny? Is one time we were on South Beach and we were, I mean, obviously I'm not a tourist in Miami, right? I'm from born and raised. So, but we were on South Beach acting like tourists because that's something we used to to go to.
I love it. That's fucking hilarious.
We just wanted to get drinks and walk up and down like we never seen a thing before. We used to bump into all kinds of wonderful shit. So it wasn't that bad.
So I'm one of those, not even that I'm one of those sweet eaters, but I had been riding with Sweet Heat since like the very, very beginning. Since like it was 10 people at Sweet Heat, right?
Yeah.
But every single time I went to Sweet Heat, something outrageous would happen. Like, I broke my ribs at one Sweet Heat.
What?
And still went to the motherfucking club.
I thought we was wild.
Nah,
for bro. Real?
Nah, bro. Shout out to Ari the Mac, because me and Ari the Mac decided that we would go on to this little scooter. You know, this is after one bad thing happened. I stopped at the pool party and dropped my damn new BlackBerry in the ocean.
Oh my god.
Waves just crashing over the shit while I'm looking at the beauty. Whatever. So I grabbed that. I'm like, let me go back to my room to get my bathing suit. I might go swimming and shit, get on this little scooter, with little stud, because we cute, both of us on the stud, you know. And we were riding, and then the girl was like, look, it's studs. Who crashed into the back of a truck? We did.
Oh, no.
You know that metal shit that come off the back of the truck?
Yes.
Right out from my shit, just knocked us clean off the bike. The bike went under the truck, bro.
Oh. It was fun. Oh, my God.
Very, very bad. But, yeah, I had a cracked rib, but, you know, nigga was still trying to be cute and
but
shit.
But I had a cracked rib.
And I still went to the club that night and shit, you know, I got in trouble because I done smacked the girl because she done pulled on my vest and my rib was cracked. Mm-hmm. She ain't know. She thought I was being stiff and shit. No, nigga, I'm like, dead. Why am I at the club? Sorry.
For real. Yo, I used to crack on people who went with crutches, okay? With your ass.
Oh, yeah.
That was my sweet heat story, so I thought I would share. So are y'all sweet heaters? Do y'all do sweet heat things?
We've done sweet heat several times. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, you know, that's the thing. That's the thing to do. And it always felt good. I was going to say felt good. I don't know how that's going to sound.
Sweet heat. You can't cut that out. Here's where they ask, can I cut that out?
I'm editing all day. We're kicking it, y'all. Just kicking it.
And there's where I kind of said, yeah, but I didn't because you're listening to the end result.
I don't know why I felt good, but you know, it was just like a fun time. I don't know what the fuck it was just nice. Yeah, to be out of the fucking
all the lesbians from out of town was in town finally, so
we know, didn't have to worry about hotels, nothing, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, we just drove down there, so right. Except for one year when my wife was like on some we're gonna be extra fancy and stay on South Beach, which was appreciated because we were getting fucked up. So, you know, who wants to drive back and forth? Even though we ended up doing that one party after, that was crazy.
I think that's what makes Sweet Heat and just Miami so dope is like to go on during a time when Sweet Heat is, I mean, Miami, South Beach always lit like that on a good old Sunday, but then for that same Sunday to be gay as fuck.
Gay as fuck, and nothing but, you know, like.
I mean, gay.
Yes, like, rainbows everywhere and all that. It's good, and to see the big giant crowds of people. I remember one year we went to the party, and it was in downtown Miami. I think it was a white party that we went to. That shit was massive. I was like, yeah, see, this is the type of shit they have in my city. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I've been at almost all of them parties. That 10-year anniversary one, I ran through that bitch like crazy. That was actually really, really crazy. I almost got like stampeded and attacked by a bunch of women.
Yeah.
That's rude as hell.
They is that really bad?
Me. Yeah, it was. Because they were bigger than me. Way bigger than me. Bigger than me. Here's my other thing, okay? And I'm sorry to keep bouncing it back to Miami, but it's a lot of stuff that goes on there. So the strip clubs. Name your top three. I know what they are, but I still want to know.
Oh, of all time? Okay. Just because at that point in time, when it was at the height, it was fucking amazing. King of Diamonds. Okay.
K-O-D.
Like, that shit was amazing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with G5 and PTs.
Ooh, I've never heard of PTs, but G5.
Yeah, I remember PTs
coming in.
We had a run there for a minute.
Yeah, that's a sneaky pick right there. Ooh, I was thinking like a cross between G5 and The Office right now. Like
I knew you was gonna say, I'm like, nobody's gonna get an Office, no love.
But that's because I used to live right there. Yeah,
I used to get fucked up at The Office because for some reason I felt like it was okay to go there after work because it was called The Office, so it kind of tied it all together. But remember, in tech world, so I'm running with like a bunch of nerdy ass bosses, so it's like all Microsoft bosses and all the Best Buy bosses would go together because that was fun and nerdy as fuck, and they thought that we had money. I'm real scared. So I'm scared of strippers is the thing, so I'm terrified of strippers.
I'm sorry too. How was that possible?
Yeah. First of all, because they're bigger than me and they are stronger in places where I don't really understand. I think it's true.
The only time I've ever seen a tiny stripper was in Atlanta. Wasn't it Atlanta where we were?
Yeah, it was when we were in Atlanta.
That was my other question. Y'all been to Atlanta? Yes, you have.
Oh, yeah.
When the last time y'all came to Atlanta? And for what, if you don't mind me asking?
For Pride?
Pride.
And
okay.
I was there.
Let me think how long ago it was. It was when Teyana Taylor was pregnant with Junie. Because she was at a thing. So that's how long ago it was. And I remember.
I'm trying to remember Teyana.
I was in Atlanta like 2 years ago because I got family out there.
Oh, okay. So recent. You'd be amazed how many of these artists, of our LGBT artists, have not been to Atlanta. And here I am thinking we're the gayest place ever.
That's the mecca. You are the gayest place ever.
Okay.
The gayest in a...
Thanks for bringing it back. Thanks for giving it back. We want the crown. Fucked up to claim that I want that crown. That's right.
I love to visit Atlanta. That's not the place for me to be forever, but I love to visit there and then leave. And I love to party there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But at least I used to. It's different now, but yeah, I've had some of my best prides have been Atlanta prides for sure. Especially that last one we went to where we got so fucked up, I can't even remember life.
At a day party.
Day party. Yo, who puts people down at a day party? I bet you was at the wet party. That sounds like a wet party.
Yeah.
Thing. Yes,
and let me tell you, they said wet party, so my Miami ass was like, oh, let me wear swim trunks with flip flops. Like, we gonna get in the pool.
Yo,
I was the only motherfucker in some flip flops, okay, in the club. Like, what?
But I'm so for it. I'm so proud of you, though. I'm proud of you because that would have made me happy. Bruh, them wet parties, shout out the Tracks Girls, Atlanta wet parties be stupid, bro. And that's one of the parties that consistently for over 10 years have been stupid, ridiculous parties, wet parties, man. We used to perform at them shits, and I've lost shoes.
Yeah.
I've lost shoes. Damn. I'm going home without my shoes. Like, a good ass shoe, too. Like, I don't play about my shoes, bro. And, bruh. That was a Easter Reebok Pump Classic, bro, with cracked leather.
Yes, that's a sad thing. Yes.
Certain things make things sad. That was a good question, too, because I did want to know, as like I do more and more market research, I promise you, this podcast and Yo LGBT Raps as a whole makes me gayer and gayer by the second, right? Because everything is gayness involved. So, like, I'm being sworn with gaynicity. Okay. What brings
ethnicity?
What do studs have in common? Sneakers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jordans, basketball shorts.
Hats, basketball shorts.
Sports bras.
Are you reading my notes? Because that is number three. It's called boy bras. Because we need to talk about it. Or put that right
here. Let's talk about it. Because we do need some. Everybody's making draws. I'm like, listen.
We busy to get these niggas cities together.
For real.
That is not a game, bro.
I don't know if you've seen, but there's like this thing that I saw. I don't know if it's going on the TikTok or on IG. But they're like, oh, what makes you upset to be a stud? And everybody's talking about their ass. And I'm like, that is not my problem. Okay, I'm not really worried about
it's
my ass.
It's balancing these fucking titties, because as I get older, they keep me off balance, first of all. The reason why boy bras is on my list today, because before I got on here with y'all, I'm like, all right, take a shower, get my juice back. I've been trying to add all morning. And I went to go put the bra on, and, you know, it started, like, crinkling up and wrinkling all together. And before I knew it, like, my body was coming out the arm. And I had like a dangly piece, but my arm was stuck. I'm like, yo, this is fucked up.
Yo,
you know why it was fucked up? Because in the middle of all of that, my titties just bang, like, dude. Ain't even nobody at the fucking crib with me, but still, like, why I gotta feel like this to myself?
For real.
Like, right. And it's like that picture of Kermit with the strap on, like his butt with the rubber band all through it.
Oh yeah.
That kind of uncomfortable. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's what the fuck we look like. We go through a lot, bro. We go through a lot. But that's stud bra. So, preference. How do you pick? What do you do? Do you know cup sizes? I don't get it. I know sports bra.
Yeah, that's all I know. I couldn't tell you my cup size from nothing.
Word, bro. I didn't realize until recently. when I gained weight and I was thinking about like, maybe I should get a girl bra now in my life. But then I was like, fuck that. That is difficult.
Yeah. For real.
You gotta D's and D's and twos and threes. Like, this is dumb.
Large, extra large is hard enough. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. And also, why would you want to put stupid little straps on a bra? A sports bra.
And they don't hold shit. I'm like, I need some kind of like support, bro. Like, I don't want them to be jiggling all about. You know what I'm saying? Like, just sit there, do your thing, and let me do mine. Bro. Messing up my shirt.
Yeah. But yes, to your point, why ain't nobody worrying about this and making stud bras? I've said that a million years ago. I would say that the stud rappers, I've seen quite an improvement over the past couple of years of stud bra research. Yo, do this though, when y'all get a chance, go on Amazon and type in stud bra. That's proof. Amazon got everything. They will pull up these weird little people. And it's crazy because majority of models are like Asians. They got these Asians in their like super, super binders, like super binder. And what?
So they have like,
yeah, stud bra.
They already have like hardly any clothes, probably, to begin with.
Stud bra. You know, these are things that are like, this was like therapeutic almost. And I told y'all this is like a historical thing because there's three studs right now and we're laughing and being friendly and looking at each other in the eyes. First of all, why the fuck in 2021 would that be something to celebrate and that's not normal? At what point do we just leave it alone, bro?
I don't know. I say on here how I think it's weird that we do that, but then in public, if I see another stud, it's not like I'm like, hey, give me a hug, bro. Like, you know
what I'm saying? Is that you? Because that's me too. I'm like, hey, what's up? And to say that, like, you've done that to people and they really still be like, so, man.
Yeah, like, you crazy.
Like, damn. All because we're studs? Listen, between that and y'all breaking down, first of all, the other historic thing about y'all, and I'm going to say this historically because I feel like the breakdown for y'all with studs, STUDS, is the only terminology stud that everybody will agree with and call themselves. I will call myself proudly a super terrific Uber dyke. You feel me, man? Because that's very important. It's the best explanation, period. Everybody be like, I don't want to be studs. I'm from up top. They were called AGs. You know, in other places, they're called doms and shit. And you down here, it's like, stud. That word sucks. I don't like it. But when you call it a super terrific Uber dyke, this is great. Where's the shirt, y'all? Hey. First of all, how did y'all come up with that?
I'm going to pass the mic to Blaze on that one.
I don't know. I just was like, there has to be, that's what we're calling ourselves, but there has to be a better way to, like, reclaim that word and just going by the definition of, you know, what Webster is saying. So boom, super terrific Uber dyke, because we are super, we're terrific, we're definitely very dykey. You know what I'm saying? So there you go.
Very dykey, yes. And then, you know what, it's a certain like humor. I feel like there's like when they say like gay humor and shit like that, but then studs just have their own humor, period. Like, we can laugh at certain things that other people just can't laugh at. It's super, super interesting. Like, I can tell the story about traveling with my dick. That would be hilarious.
It's
fucking real life. Like, that's real life as fuck, bro. With my mom and brother, here I go through Atlanta Airport with my dick, right?
Oh my god.
And a gay boy is at the fucking TSA. He like, excuse me. Man. I'm like, no. Wow, my nigga. Looking at in the eye like, wow, bro. Really? He was like, who is this? Who bad is this?
Like, see, that was my fear.
What did he say? Because I had a belt in there and the buckle said buckle because I'm ignorant. And it just said buckle. He was like, I like that belt.
I was
like, oh. What a save, my nigga. What a save. Because my fucking dick is just in there, bro. That happened one time. I also had somebody feeling through my shit. And I'm like, I'm going to tell you, you can continue to feel, but, you know, I'm letting you know. And he really said, he was just like, I'm just,
Oh, no.
There's people out there. But nah, man. So, like, as far as the podcast goes, and the crazy shit is, like, I'm talking to y'all as artists because I feel like podcasting these days is just as, I don't want to say lucrative because it's not a money thing ever to me, but, and I don't want to say popular, but I want to say it's something that people are doing and really putting their all into it. So, for me, it takes it outside of a hobby. Where do y'all see y'all going with your podcast?
I mean, I don't know. You know, we kind of just do it for, I mean, obviously we speak about growing the podcast and doing things like that, but we just kind of do it because we enjoy doing it. And so I don't know. Maybe Meech wants to get retire off the podcast. But.
I do. I want to retire. I want to retire in 2 years. You already know I'm trying to retire by 40. But I think there's a lot of ways that we can expand off of the podcast because, you know, we're both very creative people. Mm-hmm. So I have that business mindset. So, you know, the podcast is just one part of who we are. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, our voice. It's how the people can really get to know who we are and hear what we're about. So, you know, I have ideas out there. You know, there's a contest coming out for with Simon & Schuster for like a book deal. So I've been trying to work on like just a little something to get us started.
That's awesome.
You know, because eventually, you know, I think we can expand into that. I think we can expand into you know, maybe even TV, different things. So there's different outlets out there that I'm definitely looking for. And of course, you know, Blaze is along for the ride.
Yeah.
I just like talking about being gay, you know what I'm saying? Like, I enjoy that shit. And remembering all the crazy shit I did.
Yeah, she's had the craziest life, you know? So we can just expand.
Oh, shit, it's not crazy to me. It's not crazy to me until I say it out loud. And then me just like, what? And
I'm like, you sound exactly like me, bro. You sound so much like me right now.
I did it again.
Oh, I'm like, what happened? She got excited. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I did, and I bumped the table. I'm sorry, but I had a little gay moment right there. Gay moment of excitement.
I totally understand gay moments of excitement. But yeah, man. So this is fucking amazing to link up with y'all. That's good stuff. I do want to get a drop from y'all real quick. Remember, this is all audio too. So I don't know how y'all want to count it down, but I want to say, this is your name. This is my name.
All right. This is Blaze.
This is Meech.
We are two
couple takes.
As usual. Per use. All right, my bad. Okay, let's do it for real. This is Blaze.
This is the homie Meech.
And we are two studs in a pod.
In this chaos, the rapper. I'm just dead.
We just did a dope talk, too.
Oh, I fucked it up this time. I forgot. Okay. Damn, that's my fault. I ain't gonna say shit. I promise. I ain't gonna say shit. Okay. Good. Mike is over here.
This is Blaze.
And this is the homie Meech.
And we are two studs in a pod.
And we just did a dope talk.
Oh, and I forgot. With your LGBT raps. Ugly!